actor Will Ferrell visited Boston yesterday, or at least his character from the movie Anchorman did.
Well, for all of us here at Channel 4 News, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
While promoting his new movie, the mustachioed fictional broadcaster picked up an actual honor. For one day, Emerson College renamed its School of Communication after Ron Burgundy. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports many students and journalists were laughing, but not everyone sees the humor.
Will Ferrell's highly orchestrated appearance at Emerson's Tufte Center attracted a mixed media circus, local TV and radio broadcasters, and also students who work for EIV News, the school's TV station. 20-year-old journalism major Charlie Greenwald dressed up as his own Ron Burgundy-inspired fictional reporter, Chip Wingfield.
I'm wearing a ridiculous green suit. I bought it at the Garment District for about $25. Green pants, a green tie, some fake glasses, and a fake mustache. You know, I just thought it'd be much funnier and more interesting if I had a sense of humor about the whole thing when I did the news package.
But some of Greenwald's professors and Emerson alumni around the country have had trouble finding the humor in this send-up because they think it pokes fun at journalism and also because it smacks of a publicity stunt. But this journalism major doesn't take offense to it at all.
To have Will Ferrell come in character as Ron Burgundy to do this for the school is just so fun and so cool. And there are a ton of kids out there, I guarantee you, who are going to apply to this college because of what they're seeing here happening right now, today.
While the student sees it as a selling point, some of the professional broadcast journalists sitting around me admit they're struggling over how to cover this event with dignity. I ask if they'll go on record, and of course they say no because they prefer to keep their jobs for the holidays. But radio producer and sidekick Braden Moriarty shares his thoughts. He works for WZLX in Boston on the Carlson McKenzie Morning Show and graduated from Emerson in 2003.
From at least today, the Ron Burgundy School of Communication. And I'm excited. It's a nice tie-in. It shows the kids how PR stuff like this, and it is a bit of a stunt, you know, actually gets you some pretty good coverage. And, you know, that's the name of the game. Even colleges have to do it nowadays, but I don't see any harm in it.
When presented with a plaque, Ron Burgundy thanked Emerson President Lee Pelton and Philip Glenn, Dean of the School of Communication, for relinquishing the name to him, even for a day.
I told myself I would not get emotional. I'm literally in a glass case of emotion right now.
Burgundy, or Ferrell, went on to answer questions from the audience. Most of them were pretty jokey, but not mine.
Question, actually.
Yes,
My name's Andrea Shea. I work at the public radio station WBUR here.
Okay, public radio, okay.
I don't know that it's a good idea for us to be making fun of our profession through a third party.
Emmanuel Peraskos is a professor of journalism at Emerson College and was one of many who questioned his school's decision to celebrate Ron Burgundy, despite the fact that Emerson has always had a strong relationship with the entertainment industry.
I still think it's risky. I don't know what parents or future students, especially the good ones, the serious ones, may think of this. And we did hear from colleagues from around the country saying, "What were you people thinking?"
Especially after Ferrell's publicity appearance as Burgundy on a small North Dakota television news broadcast that's gone viral on the internet. And with Anchorman 2 opening later this month, plus Will Ferrell's new book, Peraskos added,
"We live in the era of buzz, Andrea. And buzz is better than no buzz, I hear."
The reason we're laughing is because he is speaking truth to power in a very effective way. And he's saying things that everybody wishes they could say out loud.
Tim Riley, assistant professor of journalism at Emerson, watched the live stream of the Ron Burgundy press conference with his journalism majors and says they all thought it was hilarious. Yes, he knows his colleagues worry that Burgundy Day at Emerson will tarnish their reputation, but offers a pithy quote from Oscar Wilde.
"I think journalism is way too important to take too seriously, and that we need to laugh at ourselves. And I think there's a great teaching moment here."
Interim Dean of the School of Communication, Philip Glenn, agrees that there are serious lessons to learn through Will Ferrell's polyester-clad Ron Burgundy.
In character, he makes jokes about the way to be a journalist is to use the right rinse in your hair. There's a serious point there, which is that is not what journalism should be.
And Glenn reminds me that Burgundy's presence, even for a day, isn't just for the school's journalism students. They're interested in marketing, film, and acting here, too, he says. But for December 4th, 2013, Ron Burgundy was in charge of Emerson's School of Communication, where he said he would change the grading system to pass-fail after shopping on Newberry Street. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.